2021年陕西预测卷班测卷一，第一部分听力。一，听对话选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话，每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, Tom, help me wash the dishes. I forgot to do that this morning.
Okay, Mom, I'll do it right away.
Question, who are the two speakers? Tom, help me wash the dishes. I forgot to do that this morning.
Okay, Mom, I'll do it right away.
Question, who are the two speakers? Number two, Doctor, I don't feel well. My whole body feels weak.
It's nothing but the flu.
Question, where are the two speakers? Doctor, I don't feel well. My whole body feels weak.
It's nothing but the flu.
Question, where are the two speakers? Number three, wow, the blue shirt is nice on you.
Thank you.
Question, what color is the boy's shirt? Wow, the blue shirt is nice on you.
Thank you.
Question, what color is the boy's shirt? Number four, what terrible weather.
Yeah, it's raining so heavily, so we have to stay at home all day.
Question, how is the weather now? What terrible weather.
Yeah, it's raining so heavily, so we have to stay at home all day.
Question, how is the weather now? Number five, I was watching TV when it began to rain. What were you doing then?
I was drawing a picture at that time.
Question, what was the girl doing when it began to rain? I was watching TV when it began to rain. What were you doing then?
I was drawing a picture at that time.
Question, what was the girl doing when it began to rain? Number six, I usually go to school by bus. How about you?
I usually go to school by subway. It's really fast.
Question, how does the boy usually go to school? I usually go to school by bus. How about you?
I usually go to school by subway. It's really fast.
Question, how does the boy usually go to school? Number seven. Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me where the nearest bank is?
Certainly. Go down this street, and it is next to the hospital and behind the supermarket.
Question, where is the nearest bank? Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me where the nearest bank is?
Certainly. Go down this street, and it is next to the hospital and behind the supermarket.
Question, where is the nearest bank? Number eight. Mike, I have heard the library won't open tomorrow. Is it true?
Yes, the library opens every day except Monday.
Question, what day is it today? Mike, I have heard the library won't open tomorrow. Is it true?
Yes, the library opens every day except Monday.
Question, what day is it today? Number 9. Do you know who is the winner of the math competition?
I think the winner is Ruby. She is the cleverest student in our class.
Question, what is Ruby like? Do you know who is the winner of the math competition?
I think the winner is Ruby. She is the cleverest student in our class.
Question, what is Ruby like? Number 10. Do you work in a school, John?
No, I'm a pilot. But when I was young, my dream was to be an actor.
Question, what does John do? Do you work in a school, John?
No, I'm a pilot. But when I was young, my dream was to be an actor.
Question, what does John do?
第二节，听下面两段对话。每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
Why do some people love pet fish?
They love them because of their beautiful shapes and colors.
How often should people feed pet fish?
They should feed them once a day.
Do they need to give pet fish a lot to eat?
Of course not. Too much food will make them sick.
Why do some people love pet fish?
They love them because of their beautiful shapes and colors.
How often should people feed pet fish?
They should feed them once a day.
Do they need to give pet fish a lot to eat?
Of course not. Too much food will make them sick.
听第十二段对话。 回答第13至15小题。
Hello, may I speak to Mary, please?
Hello, this is Mary's father, Mr. White. Mary has gone to the gym with her aunt. Who's that?
This is Betty. Could you please take a message to her?
Of course.
Please tell Mary that we will have a meeting at 2:00 this afternoon.
Oh, I see. Where will it be held?
It will be held in the student hall in our school. Please tell her to arrive there on time.
Okay, I'll tell her as soon as she comes back home. Thank you for calling to tell us this piece of important information.
You're welcome. Hello, may I speak to Mary, please?
Hello, this is Mary's father, Mr. White. Mary has gone to the gym with her aunt. Who's that?
This is Betty. Could you please take a message to her?
Of course.
Please tell Mary that we will have a meeting at 2:00 this afternoon.
Oh, I see. Where will it be held?
It will be held in the student hall in our school. Please tell her to arrive there on time.
Okay, I'll tell her as soon as she comes back home. Thank you for calling to tell us this piece of important information.
You're welcome.
2. 听读白填信息。本题你将听到一段读白，读两遍，请根据所听内容用单词或短语完成下列各题，每空限填一个单词。
Hello, everyone. Today, we will learn something about the Maya peoples. They have lived in Central America over 3,000 years. Mayapan was an ancient city in Mexico. It was built by the Maya peoples about 1,100 years ago. Mayapan was very big. Scientists have discovered over 3,000 houses there. The Maya peoples were very smart in many ways. They had their own language and writing. You can still see this writing on stones in ancient Mayan cities. They even had books with paper pages. They didn't have printed books, though. The Maya peoples were very good at math. They had a calendar with 365 days, just like ours, but there were 5 days that didn't have names. The Maya peoples moved away from Mayapan in about 1450. They moved to other places, probably smaller towns and villages. The trees grew over the ancient buildings until the city was lost.
Hello, everyone. Today we will learn something about the Maya peoples. They have lived in Central America over 3,000 years. Mayapan was an ancient city in Mexico. It was built by the Maya peoples about 1,100 years ago. Mayapan was very big. Scientists have discovered over 3,000 houses there. The Maya peoples were very smart in many ways. They had their own language and writing. You can still see this writing on stones in ancient Mayan cities. They even had books with paper pages. They didn't have printed books, though. The Maya peoples were very good at math. They had a calendar with 365 days, just like ours. But there were 5 days that didn't have names. The Maya peoples moved away from Mayapan in about 1450. They moved to other places, probably smaller towns and villages. The trees grew over the ancient buildings until the city was lost.